Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On The Score. Score.
We love talking to Joe Ostrowski. As you heard our big voice guy, Rick Pardee, say, he is the host of Bet Sweats weekdays at 8 a.m. on the BetMGM Network. He has a great show on Sundays, getting you ready for all the football. It is called BetMGM Game Day. That is Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on 670 The Score. And Joe, I'm just going to start with this because I believe in customer service. We had a question yesterday from our Twitch chat, our Twitch mob, asking about LSU and Vandy, because that was 2.5-point spread. You got any thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I do. It's actually, like, as far as the betting perspective, it's a historical game. So the last 51 SEC games, Vanderbilt has been an underdog. They are favored to win this game.
Woo!
51 straight games. It's unbelievable. It's the first time they've been favored against a ranked team since 1978, which covers 176 games. It's amazing. It opened as a pick 'em, and the smart bettors, the respected bettors that will move markets, they bet on Vanderbilt. So it goes to 2.5, 3. So I think it's a really interesting game to see what happens there. I love the Vandy quarterback, Pavia. He's been outstanding. LSU with Nussmeier. He was a guy that was in the Heisman conversation at the start of the year. Not anymore. Like, people are like, is this guy just bad? Because their offense can't do anything. They have a great defense, but no offense. So that's why they decided to back Vanderbilt coming off the bye. The last time we saw Vandy, they were hanging with Alabama at the end of the game. Bama scores a touchdown. They end up covering the spread. But I get it, man. I think that's going to be interesting. I would not bet LSU, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, that's good to know. I also think when you allude to the Heisman race, how wide open is this from a wagering standpoint?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I think we had a stretch there of 6 straight weeks where the favorite has changed. So it's whoever plays best in the most recent game, they're going to get that big bump, and a lot of times they end up jumping to be the favorite. You may remember this summer, it was all about Arch. Well, Arch ain't winning it. It doesn't matter what happens the rest of the season.
True.
Yeah, he was a big favorite to start. Right now, it's Carson Beck. He's up there, and of course, Mendoza is part of that conversation. So they're very close as far as the numbers. It's about your chances to impress moving forward. I believe Miami plays tonight, so it's kind of like you'll get more attention on tonight's Miami game, even though it's a weaker opponent. But yeah, the conversation changes from week to week, which quarterback ends up having the biggest game of the week. So I don't know. To your point, Layla, it is completely wide open. Like, if we can get to USC Notre Dame, if USC pulls off the upset, then Maeva's going to be in that conversation. He'll be near the top there. So that's how the Heisman race has been going this year.
Take me through the rest of the college slate and tell me what really piques your interest, because I see a lot of good matchups, especially in the SEC or that Notre Dame-USC game you just mentioned too.
For sure. Here's what piques my interest. That normally the public bets on favorites. We're used to that. There are a couple of underdogs that the public is betting on, but the point spread is going the opposite direction. So that screams that the respected money is on the other side. Notre Dame is one of those games. They're betting USC because they're like, USC with this offense, they're a 7.5, 9.5-point underdog now. I saw it at 10 at Circa yesterday. That doesn't make sense. So they were betting USC. But the people that know what they're doing, they're like, no. Carr is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation right now. And you look at the weather, it's probably going to be rainy. Who has a great rushing offense? Notre Dame. Lincoln Riley stinks on the road. They're coming back east in a Big Ten matchup. They haven't done good in those games. We saw them lose outright to Illinois a few weeks ago. So the people that know what they're doing, they're like, I know they lost twice, but Notre Dame's a top five team in the nation, according to many. If they don't lose again, they're going to be in the playoff and they're going to be a scary team. So that certainly piques my interest. Is Notre Dame just going to go roughshod over USC? Very high total, should be a high scoring game. Top two running backs for USC out in that game. So that's worth mentioning. And the other one is the public is betting on Ole Miss. And Georgia line keeps going up to 7.5. So that has my interest. Revenge factor there with Georgia. It does feel like a lot of points. Ole Miss didn't look great against Washington State last week, but the smart money is on the Georgia side. So those two stand out. One more I think is worth mentioning since James Franklin was the big story this week. So a week ago, the point spread for Penn State, Iowa was Penn State favored by 10.5. Now without Aller, without Franklin, Iowa is favored in that game.
Oh.
By 3.5.
Plot twist.
Three straight losses. If they lose at Iowa, which is a tough place to play at night, right, Kinnick, they have Ohio State and Indiana after that. We're talking probably six straight losses at the very least for Penn State.
This is what
which
Penn
is amazing.
State did James Franklin a favor, if we really want to be honest about it. Here, take your money, get out of here. You don't want to deal with this anyway.
Yep, no doubt.
Talking to Joe O, we're betting with him right now. Bet Sweats of Bet MGM Game Day, which will go down on Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Raheemy, Harrison, Grody on the score. Joe, I like to serve the people too. So let's get to the Bears. What have ye for the Bears?
Today.
Today, yes.
What have ye today for Sunday?
What have ye?
So this is probably the most the Bears are going to be favored all year.
Oh,
wow. It was 5.5 earlier in the week, and then I think people are realizing that and saying, what are we doing here? They're betting on the Saints in the last 24 hours. That line is coming down. It's in the 4.5 to 5 range. I know people going wild about the revenge tour, apparently, for Spencer Rattler with Rattler versus Caleb as we search for storylines this week. I find that to be interesting that there's now Saints money coming in. Mm. Look, I hate it when people say, oh, you're lucky. Oh, it's just lucky. You make your own luck. Like, there's a reason in one-score games, the really good coaches in this league have an excellent record in close games. And the bad ones, like when Eberflus was here, when Matt Nagy was here, they were terrible in close games. They just couldn't find a way to get those small edges. Are the Bears close to 1-4? Yes. But they've rattled off 3 straight wins now, and you've got to give them that respect. That feels like a lot of points to me. The conditions are going to be interesting. You would think they're going to have to lean on the run game if it's what the forecast is saying. And Swift had a great game. But I would say the biggest strength on the Saints is that rush defense that they have there. So I wonder how Swift performs. The offensive line, I was pleasantly surprised with what the Bears did. I think the number is too high for the Bears. Maybe they prove me wrong. They keep playing in these close games. For them to be laying, you know, in the 5 to 5.5 point range, that's a bit much for me. The Bears are the only team in the NFL where the over has hit in every game. They are 5-0 to the over.
Wow. So,
okay.
Scoring, giving up points a little bit, 5-0, only undefeated team. That total is 45.5 with the weather that's projected. That's coming down a little bit throughout the week. That's worth noting. The Swift number for rushing yards is at 52.5. I'm sure that's going to move based on the weather that we're going to see. Yeah.
Might have to do with his availability at practice yesterday.
I get that, but
you just think Swift's a 100-yard rusher. That's it now, Marshall. He's going to blast off.
I think he's a 53-yard rusher. How about that?
To the moon.
How about that?
There you go.
Sounds like a good one to bet then. Yes, Marshall loves a good value. He's been killing it recently.
Yeah. I threw a little something at the I didn't know who was going to win the game last night, Joe, but I did throw something at. I said, I know Joe Flacco's going to throw to Jamar Chase. I'm going to bank heavy on that, and he paid dividends.
Oh, yeah. There's something going on between him and Jamar Chase. What a fun game that was to watch. All right, I'm calling my shot on this one. It's a long shot. I'm punting for value. The Saints have given up 4 touchdowns to tight ends this year. We're not talking about top guys. Theo Johnson scored twice. Somebody named Luke Farrell scored a touchdown against them. I saw Loveland on the field for nearly half the snaps last week. So it was kind of split, right, with him and Komet. He got a red zone target last week. Here we go. Plus 450, Loveland to score an anytime touchdown. This
I like
feels
that.
Like the spot.
You're writing it down, Marshall?
I don't need to write it down.
Oh,
I already have it in my safe bets.
Put it right into his
phone. I have it
in
my safe bets. Okay. No, I have Loveland in my safe bets.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because you know, I got the 750 I'm working on. We're way behind on that.
That's right. The FanDuel app.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to bet on that, Layla, too?
Might be something. I mean, it's not a bad win, and you're right. Also,
hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Joe, while we're here, the fact that the Bears are the only team in the NFL who scored at least 21 points in their first five games, you think that's factoring into this overcalculation? Is there something else regarding that stat that might be worth looking into?
Oh, it's certainly. You need that floor. If you're going to hit that over on a consistent basis, you need that floor. And let's be honest, they're not an elite defense. So they're giving it up on the other side. I don't know that that's going to be the case. How are the Saints going to move the ball? Are they going to do their part here? Because a lot of times once you get records like that, oh, they're 5-0 to the over. The over's hit 9 of 10 games in this example. That goes into the line, and they're going to start boosting that up, and now you're kind of paying a tax. Going against it, maybe not the same tax that J.B. Pritzker is after he plays blackjack. I'd like to be as lucky as him.
How about that?
No. Sure. Yeah. How about that?
J.B. Pritzker, if you don't know, reportedly he had to declare his earnings, and this is all from blackjack. He says he got $1.4 million. That's not like what.
Said he had a good run. Man said he had a good run at the table.
A good filthy rich.
If that isn't an illustration for what a life is like for a billionaire versus a non-billionaire, I don't know what is.
To be a billionaire, like, and I'm thinking from the betting perspective, what do you need to get a sweat to where you feel it?
That's a great question.
Like, I got something on the line here. So maybe he had a lot down. Maybe they let him.
I think it's got to involve real estate. Yeah. Like, that's got to be it.
What do you think about his politics? No, I'm just kidding.
No, whoa. Groat.
Mitch just hit the button.
Mitch isn't here today.
Which
is why I think Mark was the stir of the pot.
Yeah.
One game that has my extreme interest is looking forward. Monday night, Bucks, Lions. Mm-hmm. I feel like that over tells me that I need to be betting on individual props all the way around because the total is above 50, right?
There's one game that's actually higher than that. So we might get a couple of shootouts. The Commanders Cowboys game.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And looks like CeeDee Lamb's going to be returning. I don't think McLaurin in that one. That one was 54.5 last time I checked. I mean, this Cowboys off, they have no defense. We know that. But Dak's been great coming off the season ending injury. So, yeah, there are a couple of games where we could get shootouts. I'm interested because Baker has nobody. I know we've been saying this, but now you've got Ibuka hurt too. Like, he became his number one option. Godwin is still out. We don't know about Evans. He's been limited this week. Doesn't have the running back. I think this is a really good spot for the Lions. They're favored by 5.5. Some books are going to 6 for a reason. Coming off the loss to the Chiefs, going back home indoors, I think this is going to be a really good spot for the Lions. So I would look to that side if you're looking for some props.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Joe. We always love talking betting with you. And yeah, that's a good question. We got to figure out what a billionaire sweats when they make a bet. That's a good call. Joe, of course, can be heard on BetMGM Network, BetMGM Game Day, Sunday, 7 to 9, right here on 670 The Score. And Bet Sweats, he was on at 8 a.m. this morning talking on the BetMGM Network. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey. Bye, guys.
Great.
I sweat it $10, by the way. I just want to in case you're
wondering. Yeah, that's...
I don't make bets over $10.
I don't think they do sweat. That's the point. They've made sure of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a bet in your life over $10? in my
life. What would it take for you to get a little gutsy out here instead of being kind of weak with your bets?
Yeah, are you calling me weak? Just because I don't lose the amount
this
of money
that
you lose.
This is Grody being jealous because he put too much money on the Bears when they played the Lions.
Maybe. Yeah. I just want you to be a little gutsier. You know what I mean? Like, go for it in life, Marshall.
I did this.
Yeah. Let me give you an example. Fall down seven times, get up eight.
So, you know, you can create your own for a lot of these games before the game starts. You can't do it when the game's going on, but you can just create your own.
Yeah.
And I'll just slide that thing all the way to the right, put a dollar on it, and end up winning $15.
Okay.
So got like, one on it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd like to see you get a little gutsier here. I'm a little tired of this.
Sounds,
I put $5 on this.
I didn't hear you complaining when you're eating
this.
That free lunch I got off my not so much.
Wow. Yeah. I have no defense of that whatsoever. Like
Look, when I eat, everybody eats.
But think about it. We could be eating steak if you would just put a little bit more on it. You know what I'm saying? Like a little Gibson's lunch. Layla's place. That's where Layla hangs out.
I do love Gibson's. I know you do. About that.
Here? Will they deliver it here?
I don't know.
I just go over there
because I like the people there.
I will put together a what we'll call it the Gibson's parlay. I will send it in the group chat before, and if it hits, we're all eating Gibson's.
Okay. All right.
Textline has been on one today. Mark, this was a pretty valid piece of info.
Yeah.
773, FYI, always have your soda chilled in the fridge.
Yeah, but
warm soda fizzes out of control.
Oh, so hold on a second, though. I do keep this Topo Chico in the fridge, but then it warms on my walk. Is that the problem, that it warms on my walk here?
I think it's the walk. I think that I think that something's happening on your walk. Like, is your backpack just like flopping around everywhere?
Probably, yeah. I'm kind of a sloppy walker.
He doesn't use the cross strap like I do when I walk with my backpack.
The cross strap is good for back stability.
Maybe it's time to reassess my backpack game.
I think so.
I think you're right.
That's
okay.
What I've
it's
heard
me.
About this.
It's me. It's not
no,
you.
No, you're not a problem.
Yo,
you just need to tighten up the backpack.
630, your bets are worthless and weak, Mars. Well, maybe I'm just poor. How about that? Maybe I don't want to become poor from my betting. I bet for fun and to keep interest in different games. That's why I bet. I don't bet to like make all the
money.
It's
a good way to keep track of stats.
Yes.
That's really what it is. Yes. We have more coming up here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Alvin Kamara has been outspoken about his plans for his future. And since the Bears are playing the Saints, let's take a listen. That's next.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.